Come on, y'all gotta help me out. Lord, I just wanna thank you. Oh, Lord, I just wanna thank you. Oh, Lord, I just wanna thank you. Wanna thank you. Oh Lord, I just wanna thank you. Lord, I just wanna thank you. Oh Lord, I just wanna thank you. What's his name? 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 Who brought you out? Who brought you out? Who brought you out? Who brought you out? Oh, what's his name? What's his name? What's his name? Oh, what's his name? Jesus! 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 Come on and praise him. Jesus, Jesus, what's his name? What's his name? What's God's name? What's God's name? He brought you out without a doubt. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Another year, Jesus, 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 Jesus. What's his name? What's his name? What's his name? What's his name? I wanna thank God. I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you. He didn't have to do it, Jesus. Didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. Jesus. 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 I get joy. Call his name. I get joy when I call his name. Devil trembles. When you call his name, the devil trembles. When you call his name, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Y'all mind if I praise him for a second? He's been that good to me. Wish somebody would put their blessed hands together, amen, and give the Lord a hand clap, hallelujah, for 2018, amen, hallelujah. And if I could just get two or three people to stand to their feet, amen, hallelujah, and think about those things that you thought you wasn't going to come out of, amen, in 2017, amen, hallelujah. Give God some praise right now, hallelujah. If you could just think about about it. Hallelujah. Somebody didn't make it to 2018. Hallelujah. But you made it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together. The Bible says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When he brought you out, amen. Amen. When the refrigerator was on E and he still filled it up. Hallelujah. When the gas tank was on E and he still filled it up. Hallelujah. When the devil came into your home, hallelujah, he took care of it. Amen. Hallelujah. If you could just think about that one thing, hallelujah. When you went to the doctor, amen, hallelujah, and they wanted to put you on that certain medication, amen, but God said no. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of y'all don't know like I know, amen. They don't know like I know, hallelujah. When they had to run that test, amen, hallelujah. And the test came back regular, amen. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah. Ain't nobody got a pump or pry me, hallelujah. Amen, because I know where God's brought me from, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if it just touches you there, amen, hallelujah, well then bless the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad, amen? Aren't you excited, amen? I know it's past a lot of everybody's bedtime, amen, but hallelujah, aren't you glad, amen? Hallelujah. A lot of us would be asleep right now, curled under our blankets, amen, hallelujah, amen, but aren't you glad on today? Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. I thank him, amen, hallelujah. Amen. The song that I was thinking of, amen, I wanted to praise him and then I want to worship him, amen. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Because when I was in the club, amen, hallelujah, we used to get dressed up, amen. Hallelujah. And we used to dance and we used to party, amen, after 12 o'clock, Bishop. I'm just going to keep it real, amen. So, amen, why can't I come in here and give God the praise, amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Fill this thirsting in my to be filled up in 2018. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Feel this thirsting in my on, bless the Lord one more time, amen. Hallelujah. Hiya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to decree and declare, amen, a few things, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to repeat after me, amen. And if you're like me, I'm careful about what I repeat, amen. So this is scripture, amen. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, Bless me and keep me. Make your face to shine upon me. And be gracious unto me. Lord, lift up your countenance upon me and give me peace. Amen. Give me revelation and let me be blessed. Let your blessings make me rich. My seed is blessed. Lord, grant me life and favor. Lord, this is my set time for favor. Lord, let me receive extraordinary favor. In 2018. Amen. We declare and decree it to be so. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As I was, amen, thinking about what I was going to speak on, amen, hallelujah, this morning, hallelujah, Elder Pursley just went on and confirmed it, amen, with his testimony, hallelujah, amen. The testimony, the if I had a topic, amen, today would be stop running on E, amen, and the subtopic would be fill up, amen. Stop running on E, hallelujah. And E, it stands for empty. Everybody knows that, amen? Quit running on empty, right, Sister Sally? Hallelujah, amen, or on a stale anointing, amen? Hallelujah, stop being depleted, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. One of the things that I hate to do, amen, is go and fill my car up with gas. Amen. So you was talking about me earlier. I hate to stop and fill my car up with gas. Amen. I just want to keep riding and riding and riding and just keep going. Amen. Hallelujah. But I know, amen, the car is not going to go without gas. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Sometimes my husband blesses me and he'll fill it up for me. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That you don't know what that means to me, but I just hate to stop and do it. Amen. Hallelujah. And we got this technology now. Hallelujah. Where, amen, it'll tell you, amen, how many miles, amen, you got before you about to run out of gas. Amen. Some of the cars we got on my old car, amen, if you got into the red, amen, hallelujah, then you knew that you was getting close and you had to fill up, amen, or you was going to be stuck on the side of the road, amen, hallelujah. But how many still tried it? Hallelujah. You still tried it. You was in the red and you still tried it. I'm still going to try to get across town, amen, and see, amen, if I can make it to Brother Johnny's house, amen. Hallelujah. You get halfway there, amen, and the car kind of starts bucking, amen. You get a little nervous, amen, but you just keep on going. You done passed about 3 gas stations, and you know you could have filled up, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's kind of what we do. We test it. Amen. I wait until I get across town. If the car, you know, starts moving funny, we get all these signs. And no matter how many signs we see, amen, no matter how many warnings we get, amen, we still sometimes think we're still not vulnerable. Amen. Hallelujah. And because sometimes nothing happens immediately. So we're going down the road and you're like, okay, I'm in the red. I can keep on going. Nothing's happening. So you know what I'm saying? You just keep on going and we keep waiting and waiting and waiting. Hallelujah. But amen, if you just turn your Bibles to Matthew 25 real quick, we're going to talk about some people that just keep waiting and waiting. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 25, 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody probably knows this parable, but for the sake of time, I'm going to go ahead and begin. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried means to wait, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, kind of like tonight, at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answer saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the doors were shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Amen. Hallelujah. So that was, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling in a far country who hath called his own servants and delivered unto him his goods. Amen. So that goes into another chapter. But, amen, there was five wise and five foolish. Amen. Five had oil and five didn't. Amen. Five, amen, were ready and five waited. Amen. And some of us are waiting, amen, hallelujah, to fill up, amen, hallelujah, what we need to fill up, amen. Some of us are running on E, hallelujah. Many of us are running on E, hallelujah. Not just spiritually, but naturally. Some of us are running on E in our finances. Amen. After Christmas, a lot of us are probably on E. Amen. Some of us are running on E in our prayer life. Amen. Some of us are running on E in ministry, running on E in your praise and your worship. Bishop just touched on that. Amen. You come into the church, amen, and you don't have a praise or a worship on your lips. Amen. You probably running on E. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us are running on E in our marriages because we don't nurture it. Amen. Running on E on our jobs. They can't see the light in you. You can't tell them nothing because you won't E. Amen. Hallelujah. You're running low. Hallelujah. And you just, hallelujah, find yourself going through the motions. Amen. Anybody find themselves going through the motions? Amen. Oh, I'm going to go to church just to say I went to church today. Amen. I'm going to go to watch night service just so I can say that I went to watch night service. Amen. Hallelujah. But like Elder said, amen, when you go in and you don't come out changed, there's a problem. There is a problem. Amen. So we've got to get to the point where we fill up. Amen. Hallelujah. And the only way to fill up is to get with God. Amen. We got to get with God. We just like we go to the pump. Amen. And we put our little gas card in or we go in and give them the money. And then we pick what we need. Amen. For gas, unleaded, premium, whatever you need. Amen. Then we fill up. Hallelujah. We have to go to God. Amen. Pick out the Bible. Amen. And pick out a scripture. Amen. And start to pray. Amen. So that we can fill up. Amen. Hallelujah. Many of us are running on E. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to fill up. Hallelujah. That's my first point. Amen. The second point is we fill up with things that we don't need to fill up with. Hallelujah. We find ourselves filling up with what's on TV. Hallelujah. We find ourselves filling up with what's on social media. Hallelujah. We find ourselves filling up with gossip. Hallelujah. We find ourselves filling up with our own pleasures. Amen. And our own desires. Hallelujah. We find ourselves filling up with worry and doubt. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us are filled up with anger. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us are filled up with a whole lot of negativity. Amen. Hallelujah. And what we have to realize that you are what you eat. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So what you fill up on, amen. Hallelujah, is who you're going to portray. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you're not filled up with God, amen, then you're totally transparent. Amen. People can see right straight through you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got to fill up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know how we go to the smorgasbord. Amen. We want to fill up. Oh, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of that. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to fill up. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the presence of the Lord, amen, there is this fullness of joy. Amen. So in his presence, we can get full. Amen. Of his joy. Amen. When we're filling up. Amen. Hallelujah. Says, thou wilt show me the path of life in the presence, fullness of joy. At the right hand, then are the pleasures forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. We can start the year off with a whole bunch of resolutions. Amen. And say, I'm going to do this and say, I'm going to do that. And 3 months later, Bishop, amen, we back where we started. Amen. Amen. So I'm not going to tell you to do a whole bunch of resolutions, amen, but I'm going to tell you to fill up, amen. Amen. Get a full tank, amen, of gas, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to fill up on our bank accounts, amen. We're going to decree and declare it over our finances, amen. We're going to have a full bank account. We're going to have a full life, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to fill up, hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 81 and 10 says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 107 and 9 says, he satisfied the thirsty and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Amen. Again, we can fill up. Hallelujah. And lastly, amen, Acts 2:38, what does it say? What does it say? And be baptized, Jesus, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Again, you can get filled up. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So once you've received the gift, you can get filled up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is just a quick little insert. Amen. But we just got to fill up on God. Amen. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. We know we all have been down that road, and you say, well, I think I could go a little bit further. And they want to blame somebody else when you run out of gas. But it's the same thing spiritually. There's a warning sign to it, just like those before General Motors, Chrysler, Ford, Toyota, before they built these cars, they warned you had so many miles. God already put a warning system on you. Yes. He already told you you're running out of fuel. You're running out of miles. You're getting mighty low. Yes. But sometimes we still want to take that chance. Well, I'll fill up tomorrow. Yes. I'll fill up next week. Procrastination, that's right, Dave. I'll fill up and find out, well, pretty soon you run out of excuses and you run out of energy. Find yourself where you should not be. You got to fill up. Amen. Be full. Running over. Amen. Just don't. You know, sometimes when they tell you not to do it anymore, but sometimes when you're filling your tank, you got to just click, 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 pull the pop that little, click, and run it all towards the top. They said, it's called topping off. They said, they don't want you to top off, but a lot of folks top off anyway. They don't get the last drop of gas they can get in there. I said, wouldn't it be one that we'd top off on the Holy Ghost? you just said, I got to have more. I want to make sure it's full to the brim. But some folks said, well, a little dab will do you. No, that was a commercial way back in the day about detergent, a little dab will do you. When the Holy Ghost there, a little dab won't do you. You have to have it all. You got to be filled. Acts 2:38 said, ye shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Then it says, after that which the Holy Ghost has come upon you, ye shall receive power. But you got to have it on you. Got to come up on you. Thank God. Amen. We were driving one time. We were going to, it happened to us. We were heading back home. It was late at night and a whole lot of traffic out there. As a matter of fact, they had an accident someplace. Oh, Lord, am I going to run out of gas? I should have fooled it before I left Paris. Creeping along. Kept looking at the hand, like looking at the hand ain't gonna change anything. Hey, but it ain't gonna change. So we finally pulled up beside a big semi, and my wife rolled the window down. She told the 18-wheeler, said, we're running low on gas. Can you let us get in front of you so we can get off? And he did, let us in front. That's what we got in front of him. Then next, first gas station out. I said, oh, phew. Made it, just pulled up into that gas station, but we were running pretty close on E. But see, when the light comes on, you know, you're in the danger zone. Oh, God, let us go through. So sometimes we do that spiritually. Yeah. I wonder if anybody tonight running on E. Anybody need to fill up tonight? Amen. Amen. We're doing an altar call. Okay. Amen. We know we're going to eat, but you need to be filled up with the Spirit. If we stuffed ourselves with the things of God, like we stuff ourselves with food, Lord have mercy. I mean all of us, because I plan on eating my portion tonight. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Anybody tonight? Anybody tonight? Amen. The Lord bless you. Everybody's happy and hungry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. What a wonderful day. This concludes our New Year Watch service. Thank God for the word tonight.
Amen. Don't run on E.
Amen. E doesn't mean easy. Amen. It means empty. What I want to do, okay, this is going to conclude that we're going to have the brother and they, I guess they're going to cook the food real quick, just the pancakes and eggs, everything else is done. Be long, put up. We're gonna put some tables and chairs out so we can sit down and eat. Then, when we sit down, we're gonna lock all the doors. Lock every door. Amen. Nobody gonna come and disturb us while we eat. The devil is busy because some of them have lit by this time of night anyway. So, amen. So, you gotta. The Bible said, watch as well as pray. So, we're gonna give this to you. But for all of you, this is our calendar for 2018. If you want one, this is all that we're going to be doing right now, all activities for the whole year, except when we get special calls. But things that we've planned, I'll give you a copy of that. One thing I didn't do, I didn't get you to read through the Bible list, but I'll have it Tuesday night. Not Tuesday night. We won't have no Bible class Tuesday night because you stay late tonight. But Sunday, I'll have that read through the Bible thing for you. Brother Brendan, would you pass that out? Anybody that want a copy of our calendar for 2018, this is what the Lord has put on our hearts to do. Amen for that year. So you know what's going on in your church. So. Also, we said 2018 would be a big emphasis on evangelistic outreach. Amen. Go in the highways and hedges, compel them. So you want to be a part of that? Amen. Be geared up. Have any ideas of the things that we can do to, amen, go out into the hedges and highway? Please let us know. And if it's appropriate, we'll institute and put that in motion and help build the church. So please, 2018. Let's be evangelistic minded. Again, no Bible classes coming Tuesday, but Sunday morning, amen, right back in for Sunday school for the 2018 year. Hallelujah. And as we said earlier, we know one of our sisters, everybody, I got one. Okay. Amen. So what we're going to do, we're going to say a blessing over the food and ask anybody can give help and move into some of the chairs and tables. And shortly we will be eating. You can eat all you want to. It's more than enough. Now, if y'all eat 10 pounds of bacon and 10 pounds of sausage, you're going to go oink, oink. Amen. Amen. So, but you're welcome to it. Got plenty of pancake, plenty of sausage, plenty of ham, plenty of eggs. Everything is plenty. So we're gonna go. God bless you. Let's pray over our food before we go. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful year and for allowing us to go through 2017 into a brand new year, 2018. Not on our own, God, but all that we have done and all that we have accomplished is only because of your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for this year. We thank you for the blessings that you sent our way through our families, our homes, and our churches. Have thine own way, Lord Jesus. I I pray, God, for all those under the sound of my voice on tonight. We thank you for your precious word you sent to us. Let our hearts not be hardened, but Lord, let our hearts be open to receive that word, that we might not sin against thee. Now, Lord, we thank you for this food that has been prepared. I pray you bless it. Let it be used for the nourishment of our bodies. Let it contain no ingredient that would be of a detriment to our bodies. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I think I told you earlier. I made the announcement earlier, but I was talking to Pastor Hill, one of our sister churches, Word of Faith in Frankfurt, that's Pastor Leonard. As of today, she is turning over her pastorship to Bishop McCraney. So he is now the pastor of Word of Faith in Frankfurt. Y'all were there. He preached to her a few months ago. So he is now, amen, he's a great preacher. So he's going to be taking over that ministry. She said she's taking as far as the Lord wants her to take it. So she's relinquishing. She was the founder, but she's relinquishing her pastorship to Bishop McCraney, effective today. His first Bible class is Tuesday night. His first message is first Sunday, which is the 7th. So be praying for Word of Faith. I think he's going to be a big help to them. And they're excited about him accepting that responsibility. Pastor Bishop McCraney came here from Ohio. His job, I think, moved him here to Kentucky. He spent a year or two with Bishop Bennett there in Louisville. But now he's going to take over this ministry in Frankfurt. So just want you to know that that's our sister church. Amen. God bless. We ask everybody that can help us move the chairs, put up tables, and the brethren are going to go up there. They're going to cook that stuff real fast. And please don't let my eggs be running. Hallelujah. I can't catch it. Amen. God bless you. Dismissed. May heaven smile upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy New Year. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. The program, I should look at the program. It's a consecration offering. Whatever you got an offering, Brother Brandon will pick it up. Amen. Whatever you open. Today, give God, always give God an offering at the beginning of the year and at the end. So whatever you give as a consecration unto the Lord, we appreciate it. Thank you, Evangelist Duncan, for reminding me. All right, we're going to set up tables and brother's going to get up there.